welcome back to another 5-minute recruiting podcast episode here on PRI Talk, answering your recruiting questions in 5 minutes or less, hopefully. So today I want to answer this question that I get fairly often. Jason, how should we send our emails? Should we send them through our personal email account? Should we send them through sports recruits or an NCSA or a productive recruit? And really in general, my answer almost all of the time is I suggest that you send your emails out of your personal email account. And there's several different reasons for that. I think the first one being that being able to correspond and communicate with college coaches back and forth. If you're using a third-party system, chances are the college coaches aren't responding to that system. Chances are they're going to respond when they reply to your email back to your personal email account, your Gmail or whatever you're using. So in order to communicate consistently, you need to be checking your email. Well, if you're using a third-party system, you're probably not checking your email as often as maybe you should. Another reason that I suggest athletes use their personal email is you want to be sending individualized, personalized emails to college coaches. That is a lot, I'll say, easier to do. Not that it's not easy to do using a third-party system, but I think it's easier and it makes more sense sending a personalized, specific email out of your personal email than it does out of a third-party system, because typically you're going to use those third-party systems to send more mass emails. The other reason that I suggest that athletes use their personal email over a sports recruits type system is because a lot of college coaches have filters in their email. College coaches get a lot of emails. They get a lot of junk. They get a lot of stuff sent to them over and over and over again. And so in order to filter through some of that, a lot of college coaches will have filters for like emails from NCSA or emails from sports recruits or some of those other big online recruiting platforms to cut down on the amount of emails they get and to cut down on a lot of the emails they get from athletes that aren't really interested. So one of the things that I think is hard to understand and maybe realize is that these college coaches want athletes that are interested in their program, okay? So if you are rattling off 50, 75 emails to a bunch of schools using a third-party system and there's nothing specific in your email directed at that coach or about that school, that coach is gonna think or assume that you are not that interested in their program. And I've said this a bunch the last few weeks as I've been doing a bunch of seminars, but if you let a college coach create the narrative for you about your recruiting process, it is not going to be in your favor, okay? They're almost always going to go with a negative explanation as to why they're not going to recruit you or why you're not interested or why this or why that, okay? Their narrative that they create is not going to be in your favor. And so you need to make sure that you are communicating with them in the most personalized and specific way. And really, the best way to do that is to reach out to college coaches using your personal email address. An email address that you are checking regularly, an email address that you are sending emails out of regularly. That is my best advice. Not that there's anything wrong with sending even mass emails through a system like Sports Recruits or again, Productive Recruit, which I use, or an NCSA system or whatever. There's nothing wrong with doing that, just so long as you understand potentially you are going to lose some college coaches in the mix as you send emails to them through that system, okay? And again, we want to communicate interest. We want to communicate consistently. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to send emails through your personal email account. Thank you guys for listening. Check another episode of 5-Minute Recruiting that answers some of your other questions, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.